Blackstone Audio presents Ice Ghosts, The Epic Hunt for the Lost Franklin Expedition by Paul Watson. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. The first time a young shaman experiences this light, while sitting up on the bench invoking his helping spirits, it is as if the house in which he is suddenly rises. He sees far ahead of him, through mountains, exactly as if the earth were one great plain, and his eyes could reach to the end of the earth. Nothing is hidden from him any longer. Not only can he see things far, far away, but he can also discover souls, stolen souls, which are either kept concealed in far strange lands, or have been taken up or down to the land of the dead. Knuth Rasmussen, Danish polar explorer, anthropologist, and first European to cross the Northwest Passage by dog sled, reporting on his research into Inuit origins in the early 1920s. For All the Souls Lost at Sea. Introduction. At sea in the high Arctic, it's easy to lose sight of where you are. We've been steaming for days on the Canadian Coast Guard icebreaker CCGS Sir Wilfrid Laurier, without seeing much more than ocean and sky, the gray threads of distant island shorelines, and vast stretches of fractured, drifting ice. It's late summer, in the few weeks between the final melt and the next full freeze. Like clouds parting after a storm, the sea ice is cracking and drifting. The Northwest Passage is opening. By the thousands, pans of ice weighing many tons, carved by wind and sea into a floating gallery of blue, green, and aquamarine sculptures, slowly glide past. Any that get in our way crash against the icebreaker's thick steel hull, with a slushy smush that rises above the rumble of the Laurier's powerful diesel engines. As she ploddingly shoves aside the blocks of sea ice, they dive and pop up like corks, stirring the ocean to a frothy roil. After months of meticulous planning and years of frustrated searching, everyone in this latest expedition is on edge. More than 100 people are making the renewed push to find Sir John Franklin's sunken ships. Second-guessers are sniping from afar, politicians with an eye to re-election pressing for results. The searchers urgently need to know how much leeway the Arctic will grant before the sea ice closes again, and more than 165 years of hunting pauses once more until the Arctic deigns to let the big ships back in. That's if the money doesn't dry up first.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?